Flames, the Knights will try to get back into the win column against the Nashville Predators this afternoon. Puck drops at 3 o'clock at the Fortress.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And, of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
We still haven't beaten COVID-19. Its new strain has caused an alarming increase in hospitalizations. Give superpowers to your family with updated vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna that reduce the risk of serious illness and hospitalization. Remember, you can vaccinate your children as early as 6 months of age. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org and get them vaccinated. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Construction cones are keeping the speeds down through the resort corridor on I-15 near Flamingo and Tropicana area. No accidents to report. We are seeing fewer cars on the road today with the federal holiday. In the Northwest Valley, one minor accident, 95 northbound Lake Mead Boulevard. It's off on the right shoulder. Two cars there out of the way on the right, 95 northbound at Lake Mead. Mostly clear and cool today. We'll have temperatures get up to the upper 50s this afternoon. It's 39, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local for a Monday, the MLK holiday. Many of you are taking the day off. Good for you. For those of you that are working, that's okay too. And we're going to make you a part of our day. I hope you'll make us a part of your day. All of us, I think, acknowledge that Formula One was a huge success. It made a lot of money for a lot of people, but not everybody is happy about the way this thing played out. Lisa Mayo DeRiso is the president and CEO of Mayo & Associates and joins us. Lisa, thanks for getting up with us on this Monday, this holiday Monday. They ought to give you combat pay for that.
Well, I'd have to give myself that because I work for myself.
But, I
you know,
understand.
When you own your own business, small business, like the people that I'm trying to advocate for, small business owners, we just work all the time because we, you know, because we love our business and we have to. But it's a pleasure to be with you this morning, and happy Martin Luther King Day to everybody.
Indeed. I want to ask you, you are leading a group of area business people who are saying that it wasn't a total success, that there were some people that have been adversely impacted by Formula One, the closures, the street construction, you know, folks along the Koval Lane, Flamingo Road intersection. That area is still being impacted. But can you at least acknowledge that on balance, Formula One was good for our community?
Well, I don't know. You know, I think Formula One, I think the idea of bringing Formula One to Las Vegas was a great idea. I think we're the perfect city, the perfect destination to host world-class events. We all love Las Vegas. We know we're a unique city unlike any other. I would question the idea of putting Formula One in our resort corridor and closing county-owned right-of-ways, streets, roads, the strip, and all these arterial roads for a length of time that, you know, shut down our city in many, many ways. I think that in hindsight, F1 was great. I think the location wasn't as advantageous to people as they thought it might be. In this particular instance, the people that I'm working with, the seven businesses on that Harmon, Flamingo, Koval corridor. And remember, the county gave our roadway in a resolution, I think on February, 7th of 2022, gave our roadways to F1, these public right-of-ways. And they came in and shut down ingress and egress to businesses, which is of takings, really. I mean, you know, if you were going to look at this, this would be looked at as a takings of access to these properties and cost them total of $23 million. And that's, you know, before we started, and, you know, before we even get to Super Bowl, if we don't get this area opened up. But I will tell you that we started here with these business owners. I got involved because Randy Markin, who owns Batista's and Stage Door, has been a friend of the family. Our sons are good friends for over 30 years. And I saw that he was getting some press and getting out there. And I called him and I said, so have the county commissioners contacted you? Has F1 contacted you? Has anybody contacted you? And the answer was no. So I got involved to try to up the ante a little bit, you know, the heat a little bit, and get people to recognize, you know, what really happened here. People lost money. And that bridge that was put in without a traffic study, as you start looking, the devil, as you know, Kevin's in the details, as you start looking at the resolution and what the county signed and so forth, F1, you know, actually violated one of the resolutions that their efforts in the city wouldn't negatively impact the community or business. And that's exactly what happened. So really what we're trying to do is get that bridge taken down as quickly as we can. Now, there have been talk, and it's been reported in the newspaper and other places, that the county and the LVCVA and Formula One would like that bridge to be permanent. If that were to happen, it would put all of those businesses out of business. They couldn't survive millions of dollars of losses, you know, for another round of construction and F1 and so forth. And even now, that's happening. And so that was the first thing we asked. And the second thing was that we wanted to set up a reimbursement fund. Like you started out, that the F1 made a lot of money for the people and the city and so forth. I don't know how much that hasn't been really quantified yet, but these people should be reimbursed. They had no control over these massive losses. It was due to the shutting down and the impeding of traffic that normally for, you know, Gary Ellis has been in business since the 70s, I believe, and the Randy Markin, that Batista's been there since 1968. Wade and Jay's Market's been there for years. They're very, you know, tried and true business owners in that area. So that's really what the effort was to bring attention to this and get the conversation started, and it has worked. The county is talking with the business owners. F1 has met with a couple of the business owners. Steve Hill has reached out. I think there's going to be some meetings this week with the business owners. And so it's worked to bring attention to it and get the conversation started as to not only how do we remedy this now, but what are we going to do, you know, in 2024, you know, as this happens. I will tell you that when you get as much press as we've had, and this press has gone international. I've gotten calls from, we had a big story in Forbes magazine, on Forbes Breaking News, and I've had Italian papers and London papers and other people calling us. So it's really become a big story. But what I've also had, Kevin, is people calling me, live in North Las Vegas, telling me stories about they couldn't get to work. They had to leave their home at 11 o'clock in the afternoon for a 3 o'clock shift. So they had to pay babysitters extra. I've had Uber drivers call me and ask how we lost $300 a week. We lost all this money. I just don't know how you shut down for 3 days of a race and then the pre-race and the post-race. The lifeblood of our city, the artillery, you know, it's like taking the main artery away from your heart for a few days and figuring that everything's going to, no other extremities or organs are going to be hurt. It just doesn't make sense. So I think there's a lot of conversation to do. And my clients, you know, they don't want a lawsuit. They probably have and do have a standing for a lawsuit, but they would like to not have any more press talking about any negative things about Las Vegas and get this solved and you know, keep Las Vegas what it is. I mean, we're getting ready to move up onto Super Bowl here starting on February 4th or 5th, and we're hoping that bridge comes down because that's a lot of traffic and a lot of people and a lot of revenue that they don't want to miss out on.
Again, Lisa Mayo DeRiso joining us, the president and CEO of Mayo and Associates. She is a political consultant and an advisor by trade to a bunch of businesses directly impacted by Formula One. Would your group be satisfied simply by saying, okay, going forward, we're going to have some kind of reparation fund, money that could be doled out? Or is it a matter of you want to cover the first Formula One?
I think it's just covering the first Formula One. I don't think we as a community, the people that work on the strip, anybody can, I don't just say, oh, this Formula One happened, we're going to clean it up, and then we have the next one. Because the shutting down of roads and shutting down of the city and that roadway is extremely impactful and not to the good to everybody. So I think, you know, I don't know if your listeners know, but Betsy Fratwell, the former city manager of the city of Las Vegas, and she's, you know, been in the city management for a while, is now the new Formula One representative for Formula One, which I think is a great appointment because she understands the city. She understands what's going on with our community, and I'm hoping that when they put together the next Formula One meeting going into 2024, they'll involve the community, they'll involve the business owners. There were no meetings, Kevin, not one meeting with any of those business owners, no traffic studies done by the county before they put in the bridge. When one of our business owners asked about, what are you doing in front of my store? My customers can't get in here. They were told, we have to build this bridge. This is part of it. I have a job to do. And they just built the bridge. We have to have a lot more conversation. We have to talk to people that come in from Summerlin, North Las Vegas, Henderson. What are the problems? If it's taking you and you're a single mom working on the strip, and you have to pay 3 hours more for babysitting, or you're getting home late and you're missing your kids picking soccer games up or games because of this, that's not right. We need to keep the flow of our community as normal as we can, and I don't know what the solution is to that, but I think we have to have a lot of conversations and a lot of input, not just from the big casinos, not just from people in the corridor, but these hundreds of thousands of people who have to traverse into our economic engine, the core of our community, and then back out to where they live. And I think we have to have a lot of conversations. I don't know what the answers are. I think it's very complicated. It's a complicated issue. But right now, our focus is, let's fix this. I don't see, unless, we don't see any way that bridge, at least as the way it's configured now, could be put up again, once it's taken down. Because if you drive that and you go over there, and I've spent a lot of time there, it's very inconvenient, and it just shuts off all the traffic to those locations. And right today and this week, the 14th, 15th, 16th, the F1 sent out a notice. Not the county is shutting down the roads, not NDOT is shutting down the roads, but a notice that F1 is closing Harmon. They're doing some utility work or something. So now they're closing the roads again, starting yesterday, I think today and tomorrow. I haven't talked to our business owners yet this morning. We're having a meeting at 7:30. What is that doing? It's sort of, to me, it was like, pouring lighter fluid on a fire. We already have this issue, and then you came in and are now shutting down the roads again for 3 days for some utility issue. But the notice doesn't come out your Clark County Commission or NDOT. It comes out F1. As if F1 owns our right-of-ways and so forth. And I think that's where a lot of the problem is. We need to keep control of our city and our roads and the corridor, not let F1, control it as it appears, optics or everything, but that's what it looks like to most people that are in that area.
Oh, and did I mention there's another race coming in November? How do you impact that race? There may not be a lot you can do about what has already transpired other than a reparations fund or something that people could tap. But what happens now with the next race? And how do you impact that? How do you get all the parties in the same room and iron this out before November?
Well, I think citizens have to go when they start holding, F1 meetings. I know I would love to be at the table to go and say, you need to have more than just this closed group of people, in these planning meetings. You've got, you have a major, a family hotel, Gary Ellis, who's at Ellis Island, who is directly adjacent to that paddock, who's once again looking at the whole front of his store or his facility as part of a racetrack. You really have to talk to him and figure out, what do we do? Does F1 come in and try to drive more, give certain benefits to these businesses to try to drive more traffic? But it doesn't work if you can't get there.
Yeah.
We have a contract. We have a 3-year contract, and I believe it's 3 years with a 10-year extension. I don't know. I I've heard a lot of people, as Kevin, you can imagine, all the phone calls I've been getting and emails, and a lot of people saying, move the race someplace else. Move it to the desert. Move it out of this corridor. F1 can be here, but put it somewhere else.
Lisa, I've only got 40 seconds. Folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it? How do they find out how they can be a part of this movement?
They can email me at mayoderiso@gmail.com, M-A-Y-O-D-E-R-I-S-O at gmail.com. And Lisa, they can email me there.
Lisa, thank you so much. Thanks for getting up with us, and we'll talk again soon, I'm sure. Keep us posted.
We will. Have a great day.
There you go. Lisa Mayo DeRiso, the president and CEO of Mayo & Associates. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, Iowa caucuses. We are going to know what some votes are, who's winning, who's losing, who's behind, who's ahead.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, Victor Jakes. What's he been up to? Well, we're going to find out because the three-time-a-week columnist for the RJ will be joining us in just a couple minutes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. On this Monday, it is the first vote of the 2024 presidential campaign in Iowa. I kind of like the Iowa caucus. You can't cheat. People have to show up in person, cast their ballots in front of many others. It's a partisan display. Republicans vote for Republicans, Democrats vote for Democrats. But I'm glad Iowa, a small state in the middle of the country, gets the attention. People there are decent and they're well-meaning. I've been to the state many times and it's not full of social problems or angst or greed. It's just regular folks. So I'm glad that the Iowa caucus gets the attention it does. On January 23rd, we go to New Hampshire, far different situation. In that primary, independents can vote for either party. And over the past few weeks, maybe months, a number of Democrats have signed up to be independents so they could vote against Donald Trump for anyone challenging him. And that could be substantial. So I expect Nikki Haley to give Trump a good race in New Hampshire. And then after that vote on the 23rd of January, you've got 2 weeks before South Carolina. And in those 2 weeks, the media is going to pound Trump. You wait and see. Back in a moment. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We have just scratched the surface, folks. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the RJ, will join us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.